Turn with me this morning, 12th chapter of the book of Job. Job is, to say the least, an interesting character. And then he had three more interesting characters, folks from down the road. They come down. Job was in such a bad state of affairs, sitting out there in the ashes, scraping his balls. And when they first got there, they didn't even know him. Then they sat around there 7 days and nights before they even talked to him. I guess they was letting things cool off, I don't know. Then they begin to really chastise Job. Job, if you'd get rid of all your iniquities, you know, the Lord would take note of you. So they made some judgments, and they on and on. If you've ever read this whole thing up to this 12th chapter, it was pretty harsh on Job. Job keep answering. One thing that to note too is in all these things, Job, first place it said he sinned not, and the second place he sinned not with his mouth. It looked like Job was an upright man. We can make that judgment now. We did have a preacher some time back that said, well, Job was lost. But it don't sound like Job was lost to me. Sound to me like Job was a pretty righteous man. Not because he was righteous, but because the Lord was with him. First place, he allowed the devil to go and work on Job, if that's a good word.
Yeah.
But he warned the devil also, you can just go this far. That's it. But anyway, I'd like to read this whole chapter and we have a little more about that. And said Job answered and said, no doubt, but ye are the people, and wisdom will die with you. You saying all these things, but your kind of wisdom is going to die. I believe is what he's saying. He said, but I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior. And make one other statement here. I can't hardly blame Job for kind of getting back at them. It looked like he had a right to. We talk a lot about rights nowadays. But it seemed to me like he kind of had a right to get back at him. May have done cut him pretty severe. He said, but I have understanding as well as you, and I am not inferior to you. Yea, who knoweth not such things as these? I am as one mocked of his neighbor. Certainly that's what they is doing. He said, who calleth upon God? And he answered at them, the just upright man is laughed to scorn. Now, another comment here is that things have not changed. That's what the Baptist folk down the road are doing, like us. Say, how many folks you got? You know, how big a church you got. If you got a bus, that's the main thing, get you a bus. We've been through that too. I went all the way to Arkansas, Betty and I did, like froze dead, getting one back to Tomball. He said, he that is ready to slip with his feet is as a lamp despised in the thought of him that is at ease. Especially religious people are at ease. They never have been preached any judgment. So, but they have been preached to that, well, everything's all right. All you got to do is make a profession of faith, and you just hold to that. And everything's all right. And it'll bring you ease. And if you get any little problem, we'll come on back down here, and we'll counsel you back into a place of ease. So they are at ease, and I say this is one thing that makes them more twofold a child of the devil, because their preachers keep reinforcing their little bit of faith instead of looking for faith from above. They keep looking to their own self. Said the tabernacles of robbers prosper, and they that provoke God are secure, into whose hand God bringeth abundantly. Man thinks his own hand has brought him this. Now, I think what it's saying here, what Job's saying here, is that God has allowed that to be so. You think you have gotten your salvation by your own hand, and you're prospering in it. We got a house full of folks. He said, but ask now the beast, and they shall teach thee. Isn't it something when the beasts are smarter than man is? And the fowls of the air, and they shall teach thee. Or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee. And the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this? In whose hand is the soul of every living thing, or the life? He said, and the breath of all mankind, that breath is what God has breathed into every creature. He said, and doth not the ear try words, and the mouth taste his meat? With the ancient is wisdom, and in length of days, understanding. That's another grace of God. You may have wisdom, but sometimes it takes length of days to understand even those things that you may have known to start with, but then you are instructed by the Spirit of God in those things, and come to understand. And I believe Job's right. That man that continues until the end, you understand. He said, with him is wisdom and strength. He hath counsel and understanding. Behold, he breaketh down, and it cannot be built up again. He's talking God now, doing all these things. He shutteth up a man, and there can be no opening. Behold, he withholdeth the waters, and they dry up. Also, he sendeth them out, and they overturn the earth. With him is strength and wisdom. The deceived and the deceiver are his. He leadeth counselors away spoiled, and maketh the judges fools. He looseth the bond of kings, and girdeth their loins with a girdle. He build them up and take them down. He said, he leadeth princesses away spoiled, and overthroweth the mighty. He removeth away the speech of the trusty, and taketh away the understanding of the aged. He poureth contempt upon princes, and weakeneth the strength of the man. He discovereth the things out of darkness and bringeth out to light the shadow of death. I think that's kind of what David is talking about. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, that's this life, this earthly life. But the Lord bring man out of it. He increaseth the nations and destroyeth them. He enlargeth the nations and strengtheneth them again. He taketh away the heart of the chief of the people of the earth and causeth them to wander in a dark, in a wilderness where there is no way. And they grope in the dark without light. And he maketh them to stagger like a drunken man. I think that that's a pretty good description of our day. All the wisdom that's in this world, you don't have any understanding. One thing I would mention is that the Lord has set times and seasons for man, and we've come to that point in time when they have attempted to change all those things. We live in a green time, you understand? What does man really think? And I say, yeah, they really do think that he can change anything. Now, I know we're not supposed to abuse the things that we have, the things that are around us. But I'll tell you another thing. If somebody does, the Lord will fix it. There's always, it can have the worst oil spill that it can ever have. And it won't be long till the Lord's little bugs will eat that stuff up and fix it. Put it back in its place. Man couldn't even destroy this world. You understand people are worried about that? He couldn't even destroy this world if he wanted to. No way. Well, men are walking around in darkness, huh? Don't have any light. Back up in verse 22, he said, he discovereth deep things out of darkness. You understand that the light always shining through. I don't care how dark the times get. We live in dark times. The whole world lives in dark. He said, and bringeth out the light. Out to light. The shadow of death. Or out of a shadow. The shadow of death. He bringeth back out that light. Now Job's friends were in that such a darkness. They needed light. You understand, in the end, the Lord said Job will pray for you. What? What did he going to ask for? That they'd have light. As he had light. Job was a little bit perturbed with these folks, but I don't see where he ever told them, go on and get away from me. I think he would have liked to a few times for them to shut up. But he still had compassion for them. I can sympathize a little bit, and only Paul could bear witness to this, old Job sitting out there in the ashes. He had these boils on top of his head, bottom of his feet, all over him, you understand? He might have got out and got in poison oak. I have been there. And I can sympathize with him a little bit. Job's friend sat around there with him 7 days and 7 nights before they even could, I think, got brave enough to open their mouth. And Job, that's about the way that old poison oak used to take me, about 7 days of just being one solid blister. And his mopping old lily white, they called it, on me. Pull a bed sheet up over me, that's all I could stand. And after about 7 days, then I'd kind of come around where I'd think, well, I may be going, might live. May not rot plumb away. First time that ever happened to me, that's what I thought. I believe I'm just fixing to rot away. It's bad. But anyway, getting back to this idea of the bringing the light to the darkness, that's the same example that we see of the Lord himself when he comes. They didn't see the light in him. John testified to it, said, here's the light. It's the one I told you about. He's come. They didn't believe. Said, no, it's still this darkness. Didn't any light. We have the light. It's over yonder at the temple. That same thing they're saying nowadays. We waiting on the light, it's coming. And all the time they're doing that, they're accusing the people of God. I'm talking about the true people of God of being in darkness. They're doing just like Job's friends. They're saying, y'all in darkness over there. Y'all haven't seen the light. We can prove that. Look what God has done to you. He's taken all you people away. You just little old group sitting over there and ain't got nothing. Go with me to the 10th chapter of the book of Matthew. Verse 24, he said, the disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. In other words, if they wasn't like Job's friends, they ought to be equal. We talk about equality. But no, they're better. Job answered them. He said, you know, I'm just as good as you are. He didn't say he is better. He said, I'm just as good as you are. So it looked like his heart might have been in the right place. And the servant as his Lord, if they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed. The light, that light is going to shine through even out of death. told Job was sitting there wishing he could just die. But the light was still shining through that death. And it'll all be revealed, nothing be covered, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. And what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye up on the housetops. That's what Job said. Don't we try what we hear? Yeah. If you be in the right spirit. And he said, and fear them not which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. Sound like Job again, doesn't it? Because the Lord was watching over him. He told the devil, he said, you go this far. That's it. No further. I said Job was an interesting character. He had the spirit of the Lord. Even his wife tried to tell him, now Job, just curse God and die. Maybe God will kill you. That's what she is saying. No, he got after her too. And fear them not which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. But this light was even shining in this darkness that Job was in. You understand, he's in pretty dire straits. Not only did he have all these souls, he's sitting out there alone, and here come these three old Baptist brothers, and they went to work on him. I said he was alone. All they had for him was death. Said, Job, you got so many sins. The Lord's done this unto you because man with friends like that, he don't need any enemies, does he? 1 Corinthians 4 chapter. Get a little further over. I didn't read right. Verse 4, he said, for I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come. What's he going to do? Who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God. He always bringing the light. It doesn't matter how dire the situation is. It's always God that's in control. We'd say that he's sovereign. He's always bringing the light. He'll keep bringing it and keep bringing it and keep bringing it that he might sustain man to the end. That's the only reason Job didn't turn and curse God. He is just another man. But the power of God that comes through the light of Jesus Christ, that light that John testified to, this is the true light. That's what sustains man. His light keeps shining out of death. You understand, we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That death's all around. Not that people are dying, but that people are dead.
Right.
Already. Paul has reminded us several times, I remember lately, the second death. But we walk among dead men. And then cometh the second death. That's not the end either. Most folks nowadays think that's the end. It's ordained unto every man once to die. But after this, the judgment. After that second death judgment, it's sure enough is past. Man is condemned already. But after that second death, there'd be no light. Be no light there. It'll be total darkness. You understand? Because light is in Jesus Christ. The new heaven, new earth will not have any need of light. Because He is the light thereof.
Man doesn't appreciate light until he's in the darkness. Take light for granted. But when a man gets in darkness, boy, any little bit of light that he can get is appreciated. You turn off all the lights, power goes out. You appreciate striking a match, lighting a candle. But spiritually speaking, when God removes light from you, and that's the comfort of the soul, God removes that light, any bit of light, when He puts you in darkness, any little bit of light is a great relief. One of the most important scriptures at one period in my life to me, and is still precious to me, is what Micah said in chapter 7 when he said, "Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against Him until He hath plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold His righteousness." Wonderful passage of Scripture.